O Lord, our Maker, Redeemer, and Comforter, we are assembled in your presence to hear your holy word. We pray you to open our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that through the preaching of your word, we may be taught to repent of our sins, to believe on Jesus in life and in death, and to grow day by day in grace and holiness. Hear us for Christ's sake. Amen.
Thank you.
The word of God for our meditation is recorded in Isaiah chapter 40, beginning at verse 9. O Lord, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with young. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, of all the titles God calls himself in Scripture, the Good Shepherd is one of the most revealing and comforting for the Christian. This image goes back to King David, who knew a thing or two about taking care of sheep, finding them, feeding them, and if necessary, taking your place in the gap between the lion and the flock. Under the Holy Spirit's inspiration, David wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd. Everything I was to the sheep, he is to me and more. And will not goodness and love follow me all the days of my life? The Lord is my shepherd." How sweet and tender it is, especially to have this image revived here by Isaiah. Because of her disobedience, idolatry, and rebellion, Jerusalem would be wrecked and abandoned, all her children carried off into captivity. But the captives in Babylon were to know that their Lord would be among them again, still as a shepherd. He had not forgotten his promise, how he had given them his word. He would bring them home. He is the gentle, faithful shepherd of his people, the people he won and owns. He tends with great care. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. Under our shepherd's care, we are well fed, we are gathered in, and we are led to safety. Under our shepherd's care, we are well fed. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. The relationship between a sheep and its shepherd is one of complete dependence. Sheep cannot even find their own food. They cannot, like a camel, smell water from far away. Sheep need to be led to green pasture and still waters. So also, without God our shepherd, we cannot find nourishment for our souls. We would rather feed our souls junk food. We neither indulge our sinful appetites on images and words that give instant gratification to our lusts or desires, or we try to feed our souls on the latest fad diet, providing us with a to-do list or some special prayer to use that promises us earthly success. Such junk food may give us a sugar rush, but soon the rush wears off and our souls sink again. Going from spiritual fad to spiritual fad, we are never really satisfied unless we are fed on solid food. Where can we go to feed our restless souls? Jesus, Jesus, only Jesus can my heartfelt longing still. The Good Shepherd knows his sheep. He understands our needs and our dangers. He knows all about our sorrowful and hungry hearts. He provides us with food for body and soul. Our Good Shepherd invites us, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. And I am the bread of life which came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. The water of life is first bestowed on us as it is sprinkled on our heads in holy baptism. There our good shepherd claims us as members of his flock, the church, by the Holy Spirit working faith in our hearts. Those who have been baptized into his flock, the good shepherd then feeds on the green pastures of his word. This word is always fresh, never fading or failing, and its doctrines are sweet and full. This word was written by inspiration, God breathed. And whenever this word is heard or read in faith, God still breathes through it into our souls. The green pasture on which our Savior feeds us also includes his Holy Supper. There the body, which our good shepherd laid down for his sheep, and the blood which he shed to take away the sin of the world, are received in our mouths for the forgiveness of sins. Under the shepherd's care, we are well fed. Secondly, under the shepherd's care, we are gathered in. Sheep, by nature, like to wander off. Unlike a dog or a pigeon, it cannot find its way back home. So it is with us. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. We have wandered off the path, gone astray from God's commandments. Left to ourselves, we will still wander off that straight and narrow path onto that wide road that leads to destruction. Yet how often we insist, it's my way or the highway, even in spiritual matters. We hear around us that all religions lead to the same place and all steeples point to heaven. And since the main point of all religions is to love your neighbor as yourself, the differences between various religions don't really matter. Yet Jesus clearly says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Rather than leave us to go our own way, which would lead to destruction, Jesus, our good shepherd, has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The shepherd became one of us, became the lamb who bore our sins and was sacrificed in our place. And then 3 days later, God brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. And on the last day, all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. His sheep, all believers in him, will be gathered to eternal life, while the goats, unbelievers, go away to eternal punishment. Peter wrote in his first letter that when Christ the good shepherd, the chief shepherd, appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Under the shepherd's care, we are gathered in. A sheep is perhaps the most helpless of all creatures when left to itself. It is not prepared to fight in self-defense, and in flight, it is easy prey for the wolf pack. What about those who cannot keep up with the rest of the flock? Our shepherd will carry the lambs in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. Jesus picks us up and carries us so that we will not have to walk by ourselves, nor stumble, nor go astray. Under the shepherd's care, we are led to safety. How comforting this is to us poor sinners. There are those among the flock here today who are weary and heavy laden, bowed down by the burden of sin or the many difficulties along our way. But under the shepherd's care, we are led to safety. His rod and staff comfort us as he invites us, "Come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest." When we have been going astray, walking in the way of our own hearts, the good shepherd finds us and calls us to follow me. Jesus, who himself is the way, will lead our souls to heaven. There the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to fountains of waters, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. In our heavenly home, there will be one flock and one shepherd forever and ever. Amen. Please rise and we will join in the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.